Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a novel way to use Superbase with its new MCP server and AI agents.
Exciting! So what's this MCP server all about?
It's essentially an API designed for AI agents like Cursor, not browsers. Think of it as a way for your AI coding tool to directly interact with your Superbase database. Got it?
So the AI can understand the database structure, create tables, and even write authorization rules? That's powerful.
Exactly. It's like giving your AI a backstage pass to your database. The setup is pretty straightforward, involving access tokens and a bit of configuration in Cursor.
Walk me through it. What are the steps?
First, you generate a Superbase access token. Then, create an mcp.json file in your Cursor project and add the token there. Next, grab the Superbase MCP server configuration from the Superbase docs, paste it into the mcp.json file, and replace the placeholder token with your actual token. Then, enable the MCP server in Cursor.
Okay, so once that's set up, how do you actually use it?
Well, you can create a Superbase project right from Cursor. In the example, a project called Recipe Simplify was created using Claude, but you can use any model. Cursor interacts with the Superbase MCP server to create the project, check costs, which in this case was free, and get you set up.
Interesting. But what's the Recipe Simplify project all about?
Ah, that's where it gets really interesting. It's about building a recipe website without all the ads and clutter. The example used a particularly ad-ridden recipe site to highlight the problem. It's insane how much you have to scroll through just to find the actual recipe.
I totally agree. So how does Superbase help with this?
By creating edge functions. These are serverless functions powered by Superbase. The example showed creating a function that uses OpenAI to extract just the title, description, ingredients, and method from any recipe URL. No more ads, no more life stories.
Clever. But calling OpenAI for every recipe seems a bit slow.
That's right. So, the next step was to modify the edge function to store the extracted recipe data in a Superbase database. That way, you only call OpenAI once, and then you have the clean recipe data readily available.
I see. So, you're using the full power of Superbase, edge functions, database, storage, all orchestrated by the AI agent.
Precisely. And the coolest part? The example goes on to build a Next.js app to display these clean recipes, pulling the data directly from Superbase. It's fast, efficient, and ad-free.
This is really impressive. So the MCP server basically unlocks a whole new level of interaction between AI coding tools and Superbase.
Exactly. It simplifies complex tasks, speeds up development, and lets you build powerful applications with minimal effort. And remember, the .gitignore file is important to keep your API key secure.
Right. Security first. Thanks for this insightful walkthrough. Any final thoughts?
If you want to dive deeper into Superbase and Cursor, check out the recommended video. It's packed with tips and tricks. But until next time, keep building cool stuff. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.